Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, listener. Well, last week, if you remember correctly, we did Jurassic Park, and this week we're doing Jurassic Park Part 2. So if you're listening to this and you haven't listened to the first episode, then maybe listen to the first episode before this one. But such is the way we do our episodes, you won't notice anything different at all. Go on, listener. Here's Part 2 of the greatest film of all time, Jurassic Park, 30th Anniversary Special Edition. Go on. Get on the Patreon. We don't have one. Rah! So where are we on this wonderful work of art?
We're getting electric cars.
So this part is where the film takes off. They all get in the electric cars. They're shuffling around in there. There's a lot of stuff in the electric cars, including goggles, a flashlight. And also, if something where you're going on a trip needs a flare, don't go.
Also, whose water is that on the side? And why have they left it on the side for?
Yeah, take a bottle. I love that scene.
But it's so stupid.
Why is it stupid?
Because then Samuel Jackson says, oh, we should have put locks on those doors. I was like, yeah, you should have done.
You know how everything's heavily risk assessed now? It wasn't the same in the 90s. You could clearly open up a theme park full of dinosaurs without having to lock the doors.
Would you go for a safari with you? Basically, you could get out, not lock your doors.
No.
Would you see a lion over the other side of the paddock?
Just get out and have a look.
Oh, it's ill. Should we go and have a look at him? No.
I always love that people generally put hate comments against Steven Spielberg for having a photo with that Triceratops guy. this man is sick.
But it does look like one of those pictures of those stupid hunters killing people, killing animals.
Oh, well.
So this, they've got CD-ROMs in the car.
Yeah, they've got CD-ROMs.
So they've got dinosaurs that are state-of-the-art, and they've got CD-ROMs.
CD-ROMs were a weird time in all of our lives as well, weren't they? It's not quite a DVD, it's not a floppy disk, and it doesn't hold much memory. I love a CD-ROM. I love the Disney animated storybooks. They were great. It was just a film that was made at low res, a lot like my version of this film.
Hold on to your butts. Oh, I love Samuel Jackson. What's he doing in this in a bit part?
It's not a bit, but it's quite an important part, I think, old Samuel L. Jackson in this.
Hello.
Everyone is perfect in this film. Everyone. Can we... who's the dude from further up from the sun? The big guy with the curly hair?
Yeah, I know who you mean. Yes. He's not in it.
Yeah, so... Yeah, he is. Is that guy?
Oh, you mean Nedry?
I've got him on one of the playing cards. Let me find him.
He goes into the Dilophosaur.
This guy?
Him, yes.
Yes, so he's trying to steal the DNA, and he's going to cleverly put it in a shaving foam and sell the DNA for millions, and he's going to live like a king.
And spoiler alert, it turns up in the third Jurassic World film. How did they find this? Because it lends in the mud. It's the same one, apparently. Where did they get it from?
I haven't seen. Is that new one?
Yeah, don't.
Because I think it's going to be shit. But also, from the age of being 7 years old and seeing that tin of Barbacid, I think it's Barbacid, I don't know, seeing that can of, like, DNA being buried in the mud, I thought, there's your sequel. There it is. But they didn't go with that. They built a whole nother motherfucking island.
Oh, we've got... we've got Site B. Oh, okay, that's fine. You've got Site B. They're all running free. It's fine. Oh, we sent your girlfriend there. What? No! That means I've got to go there.
Jeff Goldblum goes to a different park.
Have you heard Mr. Swallow?
I have. It is a work of art.
It's a massive park! Electric fence is no defense.
Oh no, what's that? Pardon, what's that? I'm playing two people. This one over is just can't hear as well. Right over there. I deep down hope that's not what I think it is. Shit! Oh my God! They share the DNA of frogs! What a good idea! What a bad idea! What could possibly go wrong? Electric fence is no defense for a dinosaur with teeth! And Jeff Goldblum warns of the dangers posed. Then he goes and breaks his knee. It's Jurassic Park, it's a massive park. What could possibly go wrong? Everyone gets killed except the great Sam Neill. Who's obsessed? Who's obsessed? Who's obsessed? Who is obsessed? Who's obsessed? They evolve into the...
I got quite emotional.
It was living rent-free in my head every time I was watching this, every time they played the tune. Right, Jeff Goldblum's talking to the camera, and John Hammond says, I hate this man.
I really hate this man. I don't know, I'm not there in the room. Is it a picture of something very rude?
Trick-or-top-poo. I don't know what that means.
Trick-or-top-poo.
That's it. When she's going through the Triceratops poo...
Yeah.
Where'd you get the gloves from?
I'm sure there'd be a few knocking about. If you're dealing with dinosaurs, I think there'd be gloves.
Oh, it's been eating these berries it shouldn't have done. Right, put my hand in the poo. Where do you get the gloves from? It's just come off the car that hasn't got any locks on it.
That's a whole lot of shit.
Dennis is being shitty.
Great line.
Dennis is nicking the dinosaurs. We've done that, but Dennis is a git. I'm just writing what I was thinking as I went through.
Is it just nothing to do with this film? You've just had a falling out with some bloke called Dennis.
Why is it that all the velociraptors get a cow and the T-Rex, who's a lot bigger than them, gets a goat?
Well, I think it's, I don't know, maybe it's just what they've got knocking about. A goat's a weird thing to feed a T-Rex as well, isn't it?
I feel sorry for the cow being lifted up in the air. Not in the story, because it was fine, but the acting cow is going, why have you got me in a harness for?
And hold on for a minute. Are you suggesting that they had a cow actor, like a professional cow?
They
harnessed in. Are you suggesting there's an agency somewhere where they book animals? This is some like thespian cow somewhere. Yeah. When I played I played Mary in the Jurassic Park movie after being in the Laughing Cow commercials.
Well,
darling.
The catering on Babe Pig in the City wasn't as good as it was with Spielberg.
Yes, it was utterly terrible.
Ba-bum! There we go. A joke.
Hey! big shout out to all the cows in the acting community. You don't get enough love.
Dennis is next. Who's Dennis?
What's your obsession with Dennis? There's no Dennis in the film. Dennis, you're next. I like the idea of you falling out with someone called Dennis.
I like the fact that they're having a conversation in the office and the hunter man goes, stop, they're just going through the T-Rex paddock. Like he's a chapter heading on a film. Like,
yeah.
Now the next scene is about to start.
Quiet, all of you. We're approaching the Tyrannosaur paddock.
Also, he's not there in the T-Rex paddock. He don't care about it enough to be there to sort it out. Maybe there wouldn't be so many issues if people were doing their jobs properly on this park. Just saying, maybe it's the fault of the training.
T-Rex is chasing the cars. Blind dinosaur, Rex. That's not right, is it? No. Oh.
What's a blind dinosaur, Rex?
Oh, I think.
You think he's Aurus?
Dennis gets sprayed in the face. We're still there.
Oh, yeah. Dennis gets sprayed in the face by one of those spitter things. And he thinks he gets away. And then the greatest scene ever, he turns around and sees the car next to him and takes his face off.
Wah! Wah!
It's beautiful. Of course, I didn't see this as a kid. I saw a man get into a car and very high-pitched noises.
Yeah, but you saw the film, didn't you? The first time in the cinema, even in your deck
chair. Yeah. And I've seen it since on the deck chair. But then when I watched it afterwards on a 90s TV, which the screen was probably only 12 inches. So I'd probably been better off just reading the book.
The novelization. You just read the original novel.
Yeah, the best one.
Bronchiosaurus sneezes in their face.
I like that bit, the Bronchiosaurus. I like also when he gets that kid to climb an electric bench.
And he goes, oh yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's
not fine for you, young Padawan.
This film's weird because then at the end, he thinks, oh, maybe I do want kids. No, you don't. Leave kids alone. You were horrible to kids, Sam Neill.
Can I also point out as well that you want that couple to stay together? That's what everyone wants from this. Everyone. Mm-hmm. And they split them up twice in the sequels, where you think that was all we wanted from this film. That's all we wanted, them two to be happy. But no, you couldn't do it. Well, just because you could didn't mean you had to.
The first two Jurassic World films, it's Chris Pratt getting with Bryce Dallas Howard, and they don't like each other. And then the second film, they do exactly the same again, where they're falling out and they don't like each other. And they have to do, it's like, oh, come on.
When this came out, it changed everything. Like, the merchandise was insane. The video game was incredible. But it also inspired a man on the Isle of Wight. Can we call him Jurassic Mark? So Jurassic Mark does tours as an archaeologist of the Isle of Wight. And I remember feeling quite lonely at one point in my life working on the Isle of Wight. And I booked in a tour thinking, oh, I'll meet some people on this. And no one else booked in except me. And it was just me and Jurassic Mark doing a tour for 2.5 hours. And afterwards, he gave me some chocolate. So he'd had his own chocolate produced that said Jurassic Mark's Mark. It was the most depressing time of my life, walking around with someone going, oh, this is this is terrible. And he was really into it. But the thing is, he can only be into something, I think, for about 45 minutes.
Well, anything. Anything he can be.
I love the... Let's see how far this is running at this point. Concentration span is 45 minutes, I think.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back. So the dinosaurs are now making their own babies because for some reason they've now evolved in a couple of weeks and they'll be able to make more babies, which isn't...
With themselves.
But it isn't... Nothing comes of that. No, there is no ramifications because they've now got more of them. They're just so he can go, oh, life finds a way. That's all he wants to say.
Yeah, it's a great line. Life finds a way.
So they shut down the park, all seven of the PCs, they shut them all down, put them back online again.
All seven PCs, and they're big old PCs as well, aren't they?
And Sam goes, hold on to your butts, because he knows that's going to be a catchphrase.
He knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Also, I like about that with this as well, of when he turns off a PC, going, oh, you need to go and power it up again from the main power centre, which is, why isn't it just next to the building?
Yeah.
Why have they put it in a place that's clearly like a death camp for velociraptors?
Well, it wasn't when they opened it, was it? It was just a lovely little corridor. But now,
yeah,
because
they knew.
Because of Dennis, it's all gone to shit.
Oh, Dennis. And you know what? All Dennis did was make things worse.
But my thought is, if they start evolving, then they probably would evolve to realise they could find ways of getting out without getting electrocuted.
The problem with that as well is if they did start evolving, evolution doesn't take a week. It's quite a long process.
That's what I just said. It's like,
Now
they're having babies.
But it's that thing as well, like the whole kind of like, I'm all for that as an idea, but come on.
And he said, oh, it's almost like theme parks. When you go to Disneyland, the Pirates of the Caribbean ride doesn't start attacking you. And I was like, yes, that is what we need next. The robots in the theme park ride start coming to life.
That'd be amazing.
Sam's dead. His arm's fallen off. Jump, Tim. Oh, no, that's electric fence, isn't it?
I've remembered it in a weird way. See, the video was only an hour and 30 and the film was a lot longer. I'm joking. I don't know that to be fact.
And then the two velociraptors go against the man because he's trying to get to this place where the power supply is, and they both come up from beside. No, one comes from the front and one comes from the side. And he goes, oh, clever girl, which is foreshadowing from him talking to the kid and saying they come from the side.
Clever girl. One of the greatest lines ever, I think, in a film. And then he gets brutally ripped apart. They're then very hungry dinosaurs, aren't they? Like,
yeah,
they don't just eat one and think, we're all right, we're good. It's almost like it's a personal vendetta.
Right, John Hammond, here's an idea. Yeah. You're going to open a park with dinosaurs. What you do, you breed all the ones that are herbivores, so you wouldn't have any problems. And you keep away from the T-Rexes and the Velociraptors. You don't breed them. It's simple.
Just a nice one.
And you didn't even do it in the second part, did you? No, just breed two of them instead.
Yeah, so they can really go for it. That second film, which is, let's be honest, the second half is clearly a Godzilla movie.
No, it's Steven Spielberg going, sod it, go on, send him over.
Well, we've made a game. We've sold the Tazos.
That annoyed me as a kid because you think that the whole film is going to be set in the real world. And it's not, is it? It's the last, like, half an hour.
Well, it's like two different halves of it as well, isn't it? It's to the point of, it doesn't feel like the same film.
No,
it's... Like, the first half isn't that bad, he says. The bit with the bus and the glass, I think, is brilliant.
But that could be in any film, couldn't it? There didn't have to be a dinosaur. That could be from a different film.
Well, it could be in a different film, but you could say that about anything.
So, the raptors are having fighting in the kitchen.
Yeah, great scene. Also, terrifying as well as a kid of just them looking around, hiding in ovens and stuff.
And they're meant to be clever, and they realise that they've just run into a wall, which is basically this being reflected from the other side, which I don't know how that works without them seeing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then they get to...
You're all right. You sounded like a dinosaur then.
They get to the park bit, and they go, we're surrounded by the Velociraptors, and here comes Rexy. He's turned good. I don't think he's gone good, has he?
Well, I don't think he's gone. I just think he's hungry. I don't understand. I like this bit. I like that it turns into a fight. Once again, like a Godzilla movie, where all of a sudden they just start fighting each other. Like a primal instinct.
How'd that T-Rex get in that building?
Don't ruin this for me, Chris. You suggested he could have just gone in through the double doors.
He went up the lift.
He went up the lift. He was on one of those escalators.
Not to keep talking about Jurassic World, but apparently the T-Rex in that is meant to be this one. And I thought, why?
But also at the end of Jurassic, the thing is, that end scene is iconic, right? Mm. Of Jurassic Park, not World Park.
Yeah.
Not World. The banner falls down and he's fighting. And they just get away in time because the T-Rex has become a hero in a weird way. And I don't think consciously he's tried to, as he has eaten a man off the toilet. I don't think, like, but he just, maybe just really hates velociraptors. Maybe he's rapist.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Velocist. Maybe that's it. But it's just weird that they needed that bit of nostalgia in Jurassic World to think, do you know what? Let's create the world's biggest dinosaur ever. But this other one from the olden day, and he doesn't kill it. It's not if you think about it, in Jurassic World, it's not the T-Rex that kills him. It's that thing from the sea that jumps out and goes, and then the velociraptor just kind of nods at him. They're on the plane, not the plane, they're on the helicopter, and he's looking out the window and he just sees the birds, and you think, wow, with the kids giving him a hug, and that's the end.
I thought those birds were the flying dinosaurs.
I thought that, but once again, watching it on a pirate video, they could have been anything. They could have been pigeons. They could have been something that flew in the cinema.
What are they called? The flying dinosaurs.
Pterodactyls.
That's it. I thought that pterodactyls. So then the ending of it isn't a happy ending, because the pterodactyls are going to fly and going to terrorise New York.
Sequel! I love this film, and I don't think we should rate it. Are we rating films different as we are to...
I don't know. Well, we're not 90s or noughties anymore, are we? Because we've decided...
We're nostalgia. So, new rule then. So, what falls into the bracket? Because we've obviously given ourselves 90s and noughties. So what is the cutoff point? What will you not watch? What year? What year can we go to?
The 80s.
I meant the other way.
Oh, put to me. What?
What? Like the cutoff point. So when does nostalgia stop?
Oh, when does nostalgia stop? Oh, the 2010s.
2010s. So everything now, because I feel we both had a conversation, I'd like to say meeting, but we didn't. So we are now small screen nostalgia. So everything we're going to review, 80s, 90s, noughties, so everything up to 2010. Because there's too much out there, listener. There's too much out there.
Hang on a minute. That's the same rules as before.
No, it's not.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah, because if we did 2000, it'll be the decade until 2009. And just doing one more year isn't much different. Until we've done Happy Campers.
We'll do Happy Campers tomorrow.
Every single episode of Happy Campers.
Basically, it's just a name. If you're getting angry that we've done something out of term, I'm sorry.
It's our rules. Shut up. It's going to annoy
you.
When we get paid for the adverts, we are going to get people going, what's it called? 90s. No, it was 90s. Now it's noughties. Now it's nostalgia, which is very hard to spell as a dyslexic. So, what are we giving Jurassic Park?
I'm going to give it 5 roars.
5 roars. I'm going to give it 6 roars. Also, I don't know the scale of the roars. I don't know if 6 is the full amount you can give it, or we can go to 10.
Well, we can go to 10 if you want.
All right, I'll give it 10 roars. On this.
10 big roars. I love it.
So let's... Gone.
Lock.
Oh, no, what are you going to say?
No, I'm sorry. Your face has gone off my screen.
Oh, your face has gone off my screen, but you just turned
back,
the camera.
I'm back. Right. Someone has bought an item of mine off Vinted.
So let's...
Lock.
It.
In! So that was Jurassic Park. If you haven't seen it, go and watch it. You're watching a treat.
Hang on a minute. If you haven't seen it, you shouldn't be listening to this because we've just spoiled it.
Yeah. I'm not doing spoiler alerts for Jurassic Park.
Or the Flash. Have you seen The Flash?
Or The Flash. No, was it worth watching?
Oh, damn. No, because I was going to do my favourite joke, which is saying what the last scene is. And you're going, no, you can't do that.
What is the last scene? I probably won't.
Well, you don't want to know.
I don't.
Oh.
You haven't even told me if it's worth watching.
Yes, for Batman.
We love Batman. You know what's coming next?
Batman and Robin.
Nah.
Yes.
No.
You can't do the good one.
Do you want to do Batman and Robin?
What, next time we do this, Batman and Robin?
Next time we do it. Right, next time we're back with another Colossus movie, Batman and Robin.
So I've got a list of crap TV shows and we're just going through movies.
Well, you said it.
Oh, yeah. As jests. Anyway, this bit won't be in. Anyway, so thank you much for listening to this new podcast, which is like, it's almost exactly the same as the old one, but with a new name, isn't it?
Well, we've rebranded. We've branded to become stronger.
Yeah. I was going to thought maybe calling it Crap TV, but then now we're doing movies.
We're doing everything. Everything is under the banner right now. So where you want your information on nostalgia, it's here. Unless you want detailed facts on it, then please go somewhere else.
So,
I mean, for the good of all of us.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye! We'll be right back.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.